All right, there is nothing I love more than watching Fox News hosts try to corner Secretary Pete Buttigieg with their narrow way of thinking, trying to trap him in their dialogue tree about socialism or Democrats loving crime or Democrats being corrupt, and then watching Secretary Buttigieg flip it back on them and say, listen, you guys are the ones that are the radicals. You guys are the ones that are currently ruining our democracy. That is what Secretary Buttigieg does so beautifully today when Fox News quite literally tries to trap him. I mean, look it, they had ready graphics about the Democratic Socialists of America agenda. Secretary Buttigieg is not the guy that you're going to bring in and paint as some radical. He is not the person in the Democratic Party that is the radical one. I mean, he has radical beliefs about reforming our institutions, but he's not a Democratic Socialist of America. He is a center-left liberal, and he's been rather clear about that. I mean, hell, he served in the Biden administration. I really like Buttigieg, and I really like his communication style. So when he walks in here and he flips it on them and says, wait a minute, you guys are the radicals. You guys are the ones who are wrong. You guys are the ones who are ruining our country. I think it's a really beautiful moment. And then from there, the interview is off. We're going to break it all down. Make sure you drop a like if you want to help boost this message from Pete Buttigieg. Make sure you subscribe to the feed if you want more from Mockler Media. And again, Fox News is quite literally trying to trap Buttigieg and make all Democrats seem radical, but he flips it perfectly back on them.
Buttigieg, great to have you here in New York.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Some are saying that she appears to be a sympathizer with some of those radical policy calls, eliminating the Senate, defunding the Department of War, ending all deportations. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I think that there are so many issues where about two-thirds of Americans are in agreement with each other and in disagreement with the president. And my focus is on those things, right? Two-thirds of Americans disagree with the Trump tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Two-thirds of this country believe that wages ought to be higher. Even most Republicans think we ought to raise the minimum wage more than we have. Most Americans believe that we ought to have health care for everybody. There's a version of it I've proposed. There's lots of different versions of how to do that. But that's something most people agree with each other on. Most people are against President Trump's health care cuts, many of which will go into effect next year, I think kind of cleverly timed to come just after the election. So that to me is where the center of gravity of the country meets the center of gravity in my party. And that's what my focus is on when I'm traveling around the country. I go to a lot of places, including more conservative places. We were in Nebraska recently. I was in Arkansas campaigning. And those are the things people most want to know about. How is my life going to be different depending who's in charge?
So you just
genuinely one of the most brilliant communicators out there. And he's from Indiana, the state that I grew up in. I now work in Chicago. But it's interesting. Pete Buttigieg directly flipped her framework back on her. She's trying to say that Democrats are taking these radical positions that are outside of the arena of the average American. And he calmly and politely describes that actually Donald Trump's cuts of health care are the ones that most Americans don't agree with. Actually, most Americans do want there to be higher wages. It's interesting. AOC has also been pressed about this, and she gave a very good answer. This went incredibly viral when a right-wing reporter said, isn't there a concern that this will turn into full-blown communism? She tries to trap AOC, and AOC very calmly dissects it in the same way Pete Buttigieg does. She doesn't fall into the trap. She flips it.
They can do what they want. I don't. I'm not here to be the belief police around here.
But isn't there concern that, you know, this slippery slope towards socialism inevitably ends up as full-blown communism? I mean, no.
I'm not concerned about America turning into a communist country in like a year. That is like, I think that is, I think it's very silly. I think
you just think about how impossible it has been to raise the minimum wage in America in 10, 15, 20 years. We can't even raise the minimum wage. Do Republicans really think that this stuff is going to happen? No, they don't. They're trying to scare people because they don't want us talking about the fact that we all have a right to health care in this country. So they want to call it communist, and they want to call everything they don't like communist, because if people actually wake up to the fact that their elected officials are screwing them over when they get here, then they're going to realize that they deserve better and that healthcare is a right isn't crazy. It isn't pie in the sky. They want to call this stuff communist because they don't want us to realize that the rest of the developed world has guaranteed healthcare in this country. So they want to call it communist because they don't want you to know that Germany, Italy, the UK, Canada, everybody else has it better than us. And we spent the most amount of money for the worst care in the modern developed world.
But Democrats were going to say the moment they regain power, they will pack the society.
Sorry, guys. I'm not trying to keep y'all safe here.
Yeah.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
Oh, that ended in a very sweet way, but AOC and Pete Buttigieg are both really on message, I have to say. It feels like they both hit on all of the points that Americans care about. Donald Trump is out there working on the reflecting pool and his slush fund for January Sixers focus on beefing with other allies, and we have Democrats like Secretary Buttigieg and Representative AOC out here talking about issues that Americans care about. Let's watch this next clip where, again, they try to trap Pete Buttigieg about socialism. If this isn't controversial to say, Pete Buttigieg isn't a socialist. They keep talking about communism on Fox News. There is not a single elected Democrat who identifies themselves as a communist. Even Bernie Sanders, who is probably the most left-wing in Congress right now as a senator, is an independent, number one, and he's a democratic socialist. That's different than a communist.
Real quick, before you go, I mean, has this socialist wave? I mean, you're sitting in New York City. We've got a socialist mayor in New York City, Zohran Mamdani. Is it gone too far, do you believe?
Look, there's always going to be some people in my party who go too far for me, people I disagree with. If you pick the 5 or 10 or 15 furthest left people in our party, they're going to, by definition, disagree with a lot of others. But there's so much that we do, in fact, agree on. And I think one of the reasons why you see people who run on a promise of shaking it up, whether it's a DSA candidate on the left or whether it's someone like Donald Trump, is because people can tell that the system we have is not just showing its age, it's letting us down. That system can change. There's a way to do that that is not destructive.
What kind of Democrat are you? I mean, we've got blue MAGA, we've got socialists.
I don't know, I'm a Pete Buttigieg Democrat. I think I'm a common sense Democrat, but of course everybody thinks that their ideas are common sense to them.
And you're running for—
What a great answer. I really, really like this.
For president?
I'm not running for anything. I'm helping people who are, because this is a very important election where people are seeing that...
You know, she's trying to trap him in this narrow dialogue tree. Are the socialists doing this? She's trying to pin him against other Democrats, and he says, there is a lot that we agree on. Here is Pete Buttigieg continuing to debate Fox News host.
To them, healthcare, because that does top the list for a lot of people. They're concerned about the affordability issue when it comes to healthcare. Right.
You know, she tries to trap him once again here on Medicare for All and try to do this straw man, like, oh, are you for this Medicare for All? And he immediately flips it back and says, you know what? Yeah, I have a version, my own version, and it looks like this. He actually has a plan for healthcare. Look at that. I mean, Trump supporters could learn. Trump could learn from that.
Topping gas, food prices, housing prices even. It sounds like you're pitching Medicare for All. So what do you see?
Well, you remember we had a whole debate over this back when I was running for president. I favored something we called Medicare for All Who Want It. The idea is that there is that publicly available plan, but we're not going to force anybody onto it. I still think that's the right answer. And it's interesting, some of the critics of that plan before have come to embrace it now. I think it would be a good policy. But yeah, the cost of healthcare, the cost of gas, obviously through the roof as a direct result of President Trump breaking his promise not to start a war and what's going on in the Iran war. These are the things I'm being asked about when I'm on the road.
Really quickly, you guys, again, see what's happening here. They're trying to trap him. The Chiron on Fox News says Pete Buttigieg on socialism and the Democratic Party. Every single question thus far has been about socialism and communism. He's not a socialist, nor is he a communist. They, at the beginning, showed a huge banner on the screen of the DSA agenda. Defund the Department of War. Abolish ICE. Okay, a few things. Trump's ICE should be abolished. They are lawless. Number two, the Department of War is asking for $1.5 trillion. I don't want to remove all funding from the Department of War, but I think that $1.5 trillion is a massive increase. It says, prosecute U.S. and Israeli leaders responsible for the genocide in Gaza. Okay, that sounds kind of fair. Defund the police and end prisons. I'm not for that in particular. I think that there has to be some level of, you know, public order, of course. Reparations, that also doesn't sound too bad. I mean, most of these are quite literally common sense things a lot of Americans agree on, and Fox News is backfiring, kind of showing their hand. Here is Donald Trump standing on stage in Georgia ranting about communism.
is done right, but when it's done right, there's nothing like it. The radical left is actively trying to destroy our children's future with the disaster known as communism.
Again, Donald Trump could not define communism, and there's not a single communist elected in the Democratic Party. It's absurd. The reason why people are rejecting the system as it is, and why conservatives are taking it as a big attack on their capitalist empire, is because people are not happy with the way the system is working for them, or not working for them. If you want people to be invested in capitalism, then allow people to build capital. Younger generations, millennials, and Gen Zers are all negative capital because they're in student debt, medical debt, they can't buy housing. Houses are getting more and more expensive, and Trump wants them to get more expensive. Why would you expect people to be loyal to the system that hasn't been loyal to them? There is a way to make people loyal, and it's to build that. It's to slowly build that. Here's Pete Buttigieg pushing back on the Iran war very, very cleverly. They try to flip it on him, but he immediately uses his experience and the fact that he's a veteran to say this.
Back on June 22nd, and he said this. Listen.
What's worse than a forever war in the Middle East? Is a forever war right here on our streets, just down the road, 9/11. The Iranians want to bring that war here. They want to create a global caliphate of Sharia law and kill all of us. And that's not a theory. That's what they actually tried to do every day. So I think we have to remember that. And, you know, having our troops fight them there is far better than us fighting them here.
Get a thought there.
That is almost word for word what they told us when we were sold the war in Iraq. Remember in 2003, they said, if we don't go in, invade Iraq, take down Saddam Hussein, if we're not fighting him there, we're going to wind up fighting him here. And that war in Iraq made America weaker. This war on Iran is making America weaker. Folks at home, look, 6 months ago, at least where I live in Michigan, you didn't have to get up in the morning and worry about the Strait of Hormuz. You didn't have to know where it was. It wasn't affecting your life. Now, folks from my neighbors in Michigan to people coast to coast in this country are paying more for gas, more for diesel, mortgage rates are going up, and of course our tax dollars are going into a war where it's pretty clear even the best case scenario is going to have us worse off than where we were. Because a year ago the Strait of Hormuz was open. Now we're fighting to try to figure out somehow how to get it open again. So back to that scenario you invited me to think about before where I'm
advising President Trump.
I guess the other thing I would say is like, listen to the intelligence a little more. Mm-hmm. Listen to the same generals and the intelligence that told you, hey, if you do this, they might close the Strait of Hormuz. And he said, oh, that'll never happen. And then he did, and then that's what happened. Maybe he should pay more attention to that. And most of all, pay more attention to the American people who do not want an escalation of the Iran war.
You know, there's a really, really good point made there. It was all perfectly said, but I like when he said that 6 months ago, most Americans, most people across the world didn't really know or care about the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I have people from high school that did not give a shit in any of the classes posting about the Strait of Hormuz or tracking it every single day because it kind of affects all of us. Donald Trump has somehow made everybody pay attention to a war that people weren't paying attention to before, and it is failing. It is failing every single day. Here's a really interesting part in which the host invites Pete Buttigieg to say what he would tell Trump if he were advising Trump.
Listen. So at this point, based on where we are, what would you like to see happen next if you were advising President Trump?
Well, if I was advising President Trump, I'm trying to try that scenario on for size. I guess I'd advise him to start by telling the truth to the American people. Because when he says it's going to be 4 weeks and then breaks that promise, it reminds people of when he said he wouldn't start this war and broke that promise. When he says he will settle for nothing less than unconditional surrender and regime change, and then changed his mind, backpedaled, and agreed to a framework for a ceasefire that was very different, then that ceasefire has been broken. The outrageous news that we just got, that the Trump administration removed the names of four of our service members who were killed in action, apparently because the fact that they had been killed in action goes against his fiction that sometimes he says we're actually not in a war, even though everybody knows we are. What I would say to him is, you know, when I was in uniform, when I was deployed, I knew that on some level, my life depended on the credibility of the people running our government. And American lives depend on him telling the truth, even when it's hard.
Do you agree with removing Iran's nuclear?
That was really powerful. That was incredibly powerful coming from Pete Buttigieg. And AOC is also incredibly on message. We have a lot of Democrats, up and coming, heavy hitters. We will continue to push for a better America. If you believe in the mission, if you want to join the journey, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We will keep pumping videos out. We will keep up the debates. We will keep up the breaking news, the CNN hits, the TV hits, all for you. I love you all. We have your back. Thank you for having ours. Love you. Peace out.
Topping gas, food prices, housing prices even. It sounds like you're pitching Medicare for all. So what do you see?
Well, you remember we had a whole debate over this back when I was running for president. I favored something we called Medicare for All Who Want It. The idea is that there is that publicly available plan, but we're not going to force anybody onto it. I still think that's the right answer. And it's interesting, some of the critics of that plan before have come to embrace it now. I think it would be a good policy. But yeah, the cost of health care, the cost of gas, obviously through the roof as a direct result of President Trump breaking his promise not to start a war and what's going on in the Iran war. These are the things I'm being asked about when I'm on the road.
Really quickly, you guys, again, see what's happening here. They're trying to trap him. The Chiron on Fox News says Pete Buttigieg on socialism in the Democratic Party. Every single question thus far has been about socialism and communism. He's not a socialist, nor is he a communist. They, at the beginning, showed a huge banner on the screen of the DSA agenda. Defund the Department of War. Abolish ICE. Okay, a few things. Trump's ICE should be abolished. They are lawless. Number two, the Department of War is asking for $1.5 trillion. I don't want to remove all funding from the Department of War, but I think that $1.5 trillion is a massive increase. It says, prosecute U.S. and Israeli leaders responsible for the genocide in Gaza. Okay, that sounds kind of fair. Defund the police and end prisons. I'm not for that in particular. I think that there has to be some level of, you know, public order, of course. Reparations, that also doesn't sound too bad. I mean, most of these are quite literally common sense things a lot of Americans agree on, and Fox News is backfiring, kind of showing their hand. Here is Donald Trump standing on stage in Georgia ranting about communism.